This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 28th. Well, 2 days in a row where feeders are down $6-7, it's just been an absolute bloodbath in this market. Not just the last couple days, but over the last couple months, it has been steadily moving south and erasing months and months of a strong bull market. So we'll see if this market can catch any time down here. Usually when you get those kind of extreme days back to back, that tends to be the washout bottom. And that was my fear coming into yesterday, that we had that one big day down. If the market didn't snap back right away, then you were probably going to see another wave of selling, more liquidation. Market made an attempt to bounce back early in the session, but then it just kind of rolled over, and then he just saw another wave of selling, and that took us sharply lower into the end of the day. So 2 days in a row following a couple months of weakness in this market, I'm hoping that we have found the washout bottom in feeders. Live cattle, it's a similar story, where you've had a breakout to the downside, and there too, I think you're probably done flushing out this market. You know, the cash market has hung right in there. It has not followed the futures down, and that's encouraging, at least for live cattle. The feeder cattle index has pulled lower. You've seen some weakness showing up in the auction yards, and that's dragging that cash market lower. But it's, you know, your front month January is $10 under the feeder cattle index. That's a huge disparity. So I think that the cash is not going to find as much selling pressure as the futures have. Last week in the cash trade, we were averaging around 177 on the Fed trade. That was down 1 on the week, but up 21 from a year ago. Dress trade at 280 was down 1 on the week, up 35 over a year ago. Weights at 835 pounds were up 1 on the week and down 7 from last year. Steer prices in Oklahoma were at 247. That was unchanged on the week and still up 67 over a year ago. Prime rib at 548, up 16 on the week, up 66 over last year. Prime round at 241, down 4 on the week, up 35 over last year. The chuck at 239, down 2 on the week, up 34 over last year. 50% trimmings at 55, down 9 on the week, down 15 from last year. 90% trimmings at 272 were up 6 on the week and up 32 over a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 4.7% lower than a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 5.8%. Dressed weights are down 0.7%, and beef production is down 5.4%. Yesterday in the cash trade, we were pretty quiet, which is typical for Monday. Box beef values were slightly lower. Choice down 78 cents at 297. Select down 96 cents at 268. The spread gained 18 cents. We're sitting at 29.45. Movement was 106 loads, which is a pretty solid number for a Monday. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. That compares to a week ago of 125, and it is down 4,000 from where we were a year ago. The daily feeder cattle index sitting at 228.25, but the 7-day average was up 440. We're sitting at 230.38. So the daily is only a couple dollars away from the 7-day average, and of course we were up pretty strong on that average. So, you know, we're working through those poor numbers that we saw last week, and we should be getting into more stable numbers as far as that 7-day average goes. So moving forward, a lot depends on today. Again, major washout in the futures. Usually, it either comes all at once, like a 5-6 day, just a meltdown, or like we've seen here, where it's you get a big break, the market stabilizes a couple weeks, another big break, and that's what we've had over the last couple months. But again, you know, losing upwards of $14 in the feeders in 2 days, that's tremendous, especially coming after all the drop we've already had. So I would expect that you've blown out most of these longs, and we're going to we're cleaning up this market quite a bit. You know, the fundamentals really have not changed. Initially, it's a little bearish with the heavier placements on cattle and feed reports. But again, like I've said before, there's a lot more heifers going into the feedlot than normal. So this is just declining the calf supply. And this is before we even start the herd rebuilding process in earnest. So there's tightening numbers. The herd is not expanding, and you've still got to start retaining heifers at some point. So I think this creates a pretty bullish situation down the road, but right in front of us, it's hardly bullish. I think a snapback is due. I think the market might have found its bottom, but it's going to take a while to regain that bullish momentum. Got pretty decent moisture in the southern plains. The winter wheat crop is improving. Some demand would probably show up for some winter wheat grazing calves. But I think the bottom line is that better moisture conditions in the plains bodes well for spring demand for grass calves. And I think that's probably our best bet. There's been so much damage done to the charts. Yeah, we'll get a correction, but to get back to these highs is going to require, a much better base of demand. And I think we have a good chance of finding that in the spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.